This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'm going to get to the world's greatest burger recipe, mine, in just a second. I didn't even give out the phone number tonight, and I said we'll probably take some calls later, but before I get to my burger recipe and Biden and everything, somebody called in anyway, and I think it's important to hear what he has to say. Jeffrey in Houston, go.
Go poo-poo, Mama.
Jeffrey, I can't hear you, buddy. Go ahead.
Hello.
You're on the air live, nationwide. Go.
Okay, I apologize. I was talking to my dogs. What was your question, sir?
My question? Well, first of all, what are you going to have for dinner tonight?
I've already eaten. Had chicken breast with sautéed vegetables and rice.
Sautéed vegetables. Are we talking onions? Or are we talking cauliflower? What are we talking about?
Onions, peppers. I'm a manly man, bro.
I understand.
Let's get beyond that.
I understand. So what's on your mind?
Well, a lot of the things that you guys touch on are all around the outside of what's actually real. There's a lot of things like, for example, all the royalty around the world disappearing, getting sick, retiring, all the CEOs retiring, all the 31 senators that are the Democrats that are not going to rerun for office.
What's going on there?
Well, there's a lot bigger plan than you guys know. Like, Trump is literally real.
Trump is real?
If you guys want to have a conspiracy theory segment, I'm your guy. Because JFK Jr. found out that Hillary was trying to kill him. So they just sent a Navy SEAL up with the plane. He deployed with a parachute. And when that plane dropped to the certain, when it was supposed to be, landing... and kill JFK. That's why they found no body. Dude.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Appreciate it. I'm sorry. whenever we get these calls, because we have a phone screener, I'm sorry. I know I'm a bad person. Because we have a phone screener. Obviously, they have to screen anything. And the screener will normally just give me, name, location, and what they want to talk about, because you got to give me some kind of heads up sometimes. And so Sometimes the phone screener will, she puts it on the, if you're watching the simulcast, remember you can watch me do the show. If you go to thefirsttv.com/Jesse, you can sign up and watch the simulcast. But if you go to the simulcast, you'll see right over here, I'm pounding for you people who can't see it. There's a computer monitor, and they have this list of all these things up there of who people are and where they're from and what they're talking about. And if there are any warnings, that's where the phone screener will usually type in warnings. Hammered, crazy, that kind of thing. Maybe a little off. Whatever the case may be, wants to talk about aliens, whatever the case may be. The phone screener puts those in there so I won't take them, but they're starting to learn that's a virtual guarantee that I will take them. I can't help it. I don't know what's wrong. I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know what it is, but I enjoy it. Look, the important thing is pride is back.
Pride is back at the White House. From day one, this has been the most pro-equality administration in history, led by guys like Pete Buttigieg.
I'm sorry, I can't let him finish. Led by the Rear Admiral, Buttigieg. All right, quit. Well, you know what? Guess what else?
Pride is back at the White
House. Not only is pride back at the White House, pride is back here at the Jesse Kelly Studios because it's burger recipe time, baby, and we take pride in that, Chris. What? Here we go. You ready? Pull out a pen, piece of paper. If you missed this, you can remember, you just download the podcast. Download the podcast at iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. So if you missed this, just go back and re-listen to it. But here it is. Here's how you make the best burger in the history of the world. One, go down to the store. What's better than going to the grocery store? I'll never understand why these weirdos like Chris don't enjoy the grocery store. You're in there in this land of beauty where there's everything you could ever want. Yes, I will have a free sample of apple pie. Thank you, old lady. Yes, I will grab some grapes because who doesn't love grapes? I'm going to go to get some chips, some ice cream sandwiches. Oh, you know what? I'm in the mood to make cinnamon rolls tomorrow morning. I think I'll pop in there. I can do whatever I want in the beautiful, lovely grocery store. But right now we need to focus. For now, let's make like the vice president and focus on the meat. Listen, when you're making a cheeseburger, I don't care how healthy you eat the rest of the year, do whatever you have to do to stay healthy, that's fine. A cheeseburger must be fat as you can get the meat. Look, if you're one of these people who will only buy 90-10 beef, please turn off my show and turn it back on in about 5 minutes when I'm done giving out the recipe. You shouldn't be here. When you make my burger, you get at least 80-20. Here in the great state of Texas, we can get 73-27. All right? Fattiest burger you can. That'll come into play here in just a minute. I'm not just saying these things. You should understand before I continue on. Longtime listeners will already get this. When I'm not a cook, okay? I don't know how to cook anything. But when I got out of the Marines, I was on this real cheeseburger obsession. I have an obsessive personality. And when I get focused on something, I just can't stop. And it's mainly food. And when I was obsessed with burgers, I decided I was living alone in my apartment, probably having some PTSD problems, if we're being totally honest. But I decided I was going to figure out how to make the greatest cheeseburger on the planet. So it was just a regular ritual. There was no one to stop me, right? I'm living that single bachelor life, do whatever I wanted. It was burger after burger after burger. More of this, more of that. Let's try this, let's try that. Okay, so understand what you're hearing here is about 15 plus years of experience, okay? Fattiest burger you can find. Now, over to the cheese section. I love cheese. I love all kinds of cheese. Blue cheese, provolone, pepper jack, cheddar. Mozzarella, I'm a mozzarella freak. Even your fancy wine-sniffing cheeses, like the Gruyere or whatever, I can't even say the word. It doesn't matter. It's a stupid word that's not American. But you set aside all those lovely cheeses and go get yourself a pack of American cheese slices. These are cheeseburgers. Cheeseburgers are made with American cheese. Savvy? On we go to the buns. Now, there is this way of thinking among some savages in this country that the buns are simply some sort of delivery vehicle for the things that go in between the buns. The bun is a critical part of the burger experience. I almost just said most critical, and it's not one. It might be 1A instead of 2. The bun is everything. So don't just walk to the bun section and grab the first pack of buns you see and chuck them in the cart. Take a minute, have some freaking pride, and finger the buns. You have to sit there for at least a couple minutes and finger these buns and finger those buns and stick your fingers in these buns until you find the buns that your fingers sink right into. You'll know. Don't worry if you're inexperienced here. Once you sink your fingers into those buns, you'll know you found the one. Now, off to the condiment section we go. Garlic powder. Did I say garlic salt? Chris, did you hear me say garlic salt? No, I did not. Garlic powder, a general seasoning. And there's a ton of these out there. Nature's Owned and Lowry's and all these other. And I've used them all. And I'll be honest with you, it doesn't matter. Whatever your general seasoning is, that is not the star of the show. The real star of the show comes next. Now, remember something. Again, what I just said, I hate to repeat myself, but I'm going to. Do you remember like 20 seconds ago when I said I've been doing this for 15 years? Have you done anything in your life for 15 years? If the answer to that question is yes, would you consider yourself to be an expert on it? Of course you would. 15 years is a long time. I have been doing this for over 15 years. There are no substitutes to this next ingredient. This is what will make your burger. You ready? Hang on 1 second. I'm out of time. I will give you the key ingredient, and then I'll tell you how to prepare it. And then we're going to flash back to something I said yesterday about the Supreme Court and more Joe Biden stuff and lots of other stuff. But I wanted to read this for you real quick. I read it yesterday. I'm going to read it again. I might read it the next 10 days in a row. The email says, "Hey, crayon eater, this morning my 19-year-old daughter," this is yesterday morning, by the way, "who is in the Air Force stationed in Omaha, Nebraska, called me and told me that a man followed her home from a gas station. When she pulled into her parking lot, she saw that the guy stopped right behind her and got out of his truck. She immediately pulled out her hero gun and hit him not once, but twice, once in the face and once in the chest, just like I taught her how to shoot when she was 10. She called the cops and held the guy on the ground until they got there. The guy was wanted on a different warrant for sexual assault and strong-armed robbery. I'm grateful my daughter is alive and well and able to protect herself." And he says, "Rangers, lead the way." How many times have I told you to go get a hero gun? It's a non-lethal gun. Shoots these pepper balls. It'll save the life of the person you love the most. They also have the new product, the Hero Arrow. It basically looks like a TV remote control, that same shape. Very slick for pockets and purses and glove compartments. Shoots out this gel. It's brutal. Go to hero2020.com and get one for the person you love the most so they can come home alive one day. Use the promo code Jesse. I'll get you a special discount. hero2020.com, code Jesse.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
So I don't need you.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. We have actor and producer, my friend Nick Searcy, joining me about 10 minutes from now, talking about alternate entertainment options for us. What are his thoughts on it? He would know, and we, Lord knows we need him. Now, before I get back to that, let's do make sure we check in with old Papa Joe.
I'm also proud to have signed an executive order on my first day in office to combat discrimination against LGBTQI+ American.
I hear you, Joe. Joe, hey, I'm with you, buddy. We're all confused. They just keep tacking on the letters. All right, well, before we get back to that and the kids with immune system problems, let us finish with the burger here. I already walked you through, get the fattiest meat, get the American cheese, get the garlic powder, get the general seasoning. Now you go and you buy Chipotle Tabasco sauce. Chipotle Tabasco sauce. Did I say a hot sauce of your choosing? Did I say any other kind of Chipotle sauce? No, I did not. No, I did not. I said Chipotle Tabasco sauce. That's a simple bit of instruction. Now, go over, because you're making burgers, right? Go over to the produce section, and I want you to walk right up to all the lettuce. Go look at all the lettuce they have there. And I want you to look really hard at all the lettuce, and I want you to say, "Not today, Satan," and then turn around and go buy all your stuff. Once you go, go home. Here's what you need. Get yourself a bowl or a tray. I use a big cookie sheet. Put all your burger down. Put just a little garlic powder. Don't worry about overdoing it. You don't need a ton. Just trust me, you don't need a ton. You can put a little more if you're a huge garlic person. As far as the general seasoning goes, here's where you need to be careful. Just lightly dust the top of the burger. I have ruined several of my burgers by making it way too salty, and it's because of this seasoning. So be careful with the general seasoning. Now the Chipotle Tabasco. I want you to drown your burger in it. I don't mean a couple drops. I generally will use upwards of half a bottle per pound. I want you to dump it on there. And the second you get to the place where you think to yourself, "Oh man, that's probably a little too much," then turn the bottle back over and keep dumping more on there. If you're one of these people right now, little girls like Chris and Michael, who don't like hot that much. Actually, I take that back. They both do fine with heat. But if you're one of these people who don't like heat that much, don't worry. Most of the heat will cook off. You're not going to get a bunch of heat. However, the smokiness, which is what you're going for, will stay behind. Now, form your patties. A good burger patty is a thin burger patty. Fellas, don't do that thing that dudes would love to do. "I like a thick burger." If you want more meat on there, then double it up. Have a double cheeseburger. A good patty is a thin patty. Get your patties formed. Go over and find a flat top. If all you have is a frying pan, I've made my burgers in a frying pan 1,000 times. You are not taking these to the grill. A good burger must cook in its own fat. And since you wisely bought the fattiest meat a little while ago, there'll be lots of that fat to sizzle up that meat for you. So if you have a cast iron, that's obviously best. A flat top on your grill's fine, as long as it's a flat top. Regular frying pan's fine. Sizzle, about medium heat's fine. Sizzle, flip. The second you flip, apply the cheese to the cheeseburger. I am aghast at how many of these restaurants on this earth still serve burgers where the cheese isn't melted. I'll send it back. I won't eat it. Melt the cheese on my cheeseburger. So the second you flip, put the cheese on, melt the cheese. Take it off, set it on the bun. Now, I know we're all a slave in some way to tradition, right? All of us. I get it. You're only human. So maybe now's the time where you're tempted to go grab some mustard or mayonnaise or ketchup or maybe all the above stuff and something like that. Resist the urge. My burgers don't need any condiments. Don't you dare assault my burger with lettuce and tomato or that kind of crap. I didn't say make a salad, did I? I said made a cheeseburger. Enjoy. That's the greatest cheeseburger in the history of the world. Now, let's get to a couple emails. I promised an email roundup, and then we're going to get to Nick Searcy, and then we're going to get to kids having their immune system destroyed. There's a new article about that. The Biden administration has officially declared war on the oil companies.
We are calling on them to do the right thing, to be patriots here, and not to use the war as an excuse or as a reason to not put out production, to not do the capacity that is needed out there, so that the prices can come down.
Yeah, that was Corinne Diversity Hire, and that's exactly why John Kirby ended up having to stand in today. She can't even talk. All right, I'll take phone calls finally after I get done with Nick, and we'll get to more stories. You can finally call 877-377-4373. And remember, you can email your love, your hate, your death threats, your ask Dr. Jesse questions. He says, "Jesse, I've made your Jesse Kelly burger several times, but I had to class them up lately. Sharp cheddar or pepper jack cheese. Now that you're living the high life, buying a midlife crisis car, it's time to step up your game. Love the show. Buenas tardes." He says, I can say his name. His name is Andy. Andy, did I say sharp cheddar? Did I say pepper jack? What are we talking about? I love pepper jack cheese. I'm Mr. Pepper Jack. In fact, they've called me Jesse Pepper Jack. That's a lie. No one's ever called me that, but I thought that would be a cool nickname, and now I might end up going with that. But either way, American cheese. A good burger is made with American cheese. All right. Entertainment. We talk a lot about athletes and actors and how we've made this mistake on the right for so long where we're like, it doesn't matter. No one cares what the quarterback thinks, and how that's a gigantic lie. Lots of people care. Entertainment, the entertainment of a nation, is an important part of shaping the culture. We're going to talk to my friend, actor, producer Nick Searcy about that next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I am excited now to talk to my friend Nick Searcy. He is, of course, an actor, producer. You've seen Nick in all kinds of things. I don't have to introduce him to you, but he's part of this new movie out, Terror on the Prairie, which is put out by the Daily Wire. It wasn't put out by MGM. It was put out by the Daily Wire. Nick, I've seen the right for so long. You and I have had these conversations in private, make a gigantic mistake and dismiss things actors and entertainers and athletes say as nobody cares, when that's a lie. It's actually a critical part of the values of a culture.
Absolutely right. And the Daily Wire has really been the first company to really step into the breach here and start making popular entertainment. And, you know, we've talked about it. Popular entertainment is how they've been able to poison the youth of America and turn them into little Marxist slaves who will wear their little masks and do what they're told. And hopefully this is the start of a new trend, and Daily Wire is going to show people that there's money to be made by making popular entertainment that doesn't kowtow to the leftist culture.
I'm glad you brought up the money part, because that was honestly, it's my question here. In the past when we've discussed this, you have told me, quite frankly, that the money, people won't invest in it, even though they can make money. And my friend Kevin Sorbo talks to me about this, too, of you can have a great movie idea, and no one will spend the money to make a good movie, even though they can make money on it. So do you think that is changing? I don't care if some soulless capitalist without a value in the world starts funding these movies, as long as they get made.
Exactly right. And I think the problem that we've had is distribution. You know, that's the difficulty we've had to face, is that we can make these movies and we can make them, economically, we can make them, you know, basically cost effective. But if you don't have a way to release them, you don't have a way to deliver them to the public, that's going to be hard to make money that way. And the Daily Wire is showing that the subscription service way is a way to keep these movies profitable, to pay back investors, and to move the ball down the field. So hopefully more companies are going to do what the Daily Wire has done.
Nick, you just described something that confuses a lot of people. Well, actually, that's not fair. It confuses me. Let's be totally frank here. A movie. Okay, you make a movie. Someone makes a movie. Daily Wire, Joe Schmo, MGM, whoever. How does a movie go from being made to movie theaters? Like, is that a political process? How do we get that to happen?
Yeah, that is a political process right now, because a lot of, the movie theaters are in bed with Hollywood, and Hollywood is in bed with China. So it's hard to get your movies into a theater. And so that model doesn't work very well for independent movie makers right now. But the world is changing, and so many movies now are streaming only. That happened during COVID. There's a lot of people that are now not used to going to the theater anymore. Top Gun, of course, millions of people went to see that. But if you're not Top Gun, if you're a small independent film, it almost doesn't make sense to even try to go to the theaters, because it's going to be more expensive to get your movie there than it would be if you released it on a streaming service where people can just directly buy it. And I think that's what's going to happen more and more. It's going to be a direct buy situation, and people are going to pay for the entertainment they want and watch it on their big screen TVs at home.
Okay, so again, I'm sorry to break this down really stupidly, but so if I make a film, I have to pay a movie theater to carry my film?
Well, no, but the movie theater is going to take a huge percentage of whatever box office there is. So in order to, and you also have to pay for advertising, the movie theater is going to do a little bit of advertising, but you have to do advertising to make sure people choose your movie over the other movies in the multiplex. So all that money being spent on that kind of marketing for a small company, it's debilitating. They can't make a profit that way. So, and my movie is an example, Capital Punishment, the documentary that I made about January 6th, we built a website so that people could buy it directly from us. And I think that more and more, that's going to be the model. That's the business model.
Highly recommend Nick's movie. Again, speaking with Nick Searcy, producer, actor. He made a movie, as he just referenced, called Capital Punishment, about the whole January 6th lie that's been sold to you. Highly recommend that as well. Nick, would you say I have movie star good looks? What?
I would say so, Jesse. Yeah, but I think you need to move quickly.
Okay.
Because, you know, ageism is real, and I'm facing it right now. I mean, you've seen my early work, how handsome I was in my early years. But, yeah, it's getting more difficult to me now. I used to be, able to pass myself off just as an object of desire, mm-hmm. a piece of meat.
Yeah.
But as I've gotten older, now I have to work harder. I have to do a lot of character work and be a really good actor and stuff. So if I were you, I would move quickly. You're going to lose your look sooner or later.
No, I understand. No, it's not easy for sex symbols like us. All right, Nick, tell me about this movie, Terror on the Prairie. What is this movie?
It's a real throwback Western. It reminds me personally of a Peckinpah kind of a Western. It's very violent, and it has elemental American themes of revenge and retribution, and also it shows very accurately, I think, how hard life was in the prairies, how hard it was back in the 1800s to really eke out a living, and it really delivers that sort of atmosphere in spades, and the acting is terrific. And it's a really great story that's well told, beautifully shot. It's shot in Montana. It's just I'm very proud of it. It's really a work of art. I think people will enjoy it.
Nick, What's the most beautiful place, or I should say, what's the coolest place you've ever gotten to shoot a film where you got back and you thought to yourself, daggone, that was sick. I have a cool job.
Well, you know, I've shot in Hawaii a little bit. That was pretty cool. But weirdly enough, the place that I remember most was Romania. I did a movie in Romania, and I can't say that it was the most beautiful place I've ever been, but it was the most interesting to me because, it's a post-communist Romania, but you can still see the residue of what communism did to that country, just in the architecture and the buildings and the way restaurants operated. And it was just a very interesting place to be for a few weeks. And I learned a lot. And honestly, it's weird. I'd like to go back. I've met a lot of people from Romania since then who talk about they see what's happening in America as what happened to their country before they left.
Oh.
And, you know, it's but Romania was a really, really interesting place to make a movie.
The movie is Terror on the Prairie. Nick, real quick, tell them how they can go watch this thing.
Go to dailywire.com. I think there's a code Gina. You can get 25% off, and you basically subscribe to the Daily Wire. That's really the only way to see the movie at the present time. You have to subscribe to the Daily Wire in order to watch it.
Nick, seriously, thank you so much, my brother. Please keep making them.
Jesse, thanks for having me. Good to talk to you. And get that career going. Get that acting career going.
You'll hear from my agent soon, Nick. Thank you. You'll hear from my agent. Wait a minute. Do I need an agent, Chris? No, hear me out. I don't want him to actually do anything. I think it would be cool to have an agent. I want to tell people, especially these suits, hey, look, talk to my people. Look, I'll have my people call you. Have your people call my people. We'll set something up. All right, 877-377-4373, 877-377-4373. I'll take some calls tonight. This is three nights in a row. I've never done this before, but they've been so good and fun. And the last guy who said basically the aliens were taking over and Hillary killed JFK Jr., he got me inspired to take more, Chris. It inspired me. 877-377-4373. Before we get to that, we will get to, though, the kids and their immune systems, finally. I've been teasing it for a while. It's ugly, to be honest. I've been avoiding it. I do that from time to time. So now we're going to talk about it. Before we get to that, let's talk about the separate economy that we were just talking about with Nick, about things like entertainment. We have to, I usually say be more purposeful, but we really, frankly, have to separate ourselves from them. We can't immerse ourselves in the disgusting communist corporate world. We have to find other options. And we do have good options now. We do. They're getting better by the day. I mean, where else do you need to go for bedding besides MyPillow? I talk to you all the time about Giza Dream Sheets. And of course, everyone knows about the greatness of the MyPillow. But you realize their mattress topper is the greatest thing ever. Get one of these mattress toppers and put it on your bed. They have towel sets, pajamas. The wife never takes her daggone pajamas off. They have the My Slippers. And right now, My Slippers are $90 off. $90 off. And Father's Day's right around the corner. Trust me, your old man would like some. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Jesse and get My Slippers for $90 off. Or call 800-845-0544.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And don't forget, I have a TV show every night. My TV show is on the First TV, 9 p.m. Eastern every night. If you're watching me on the simulcast right now, yes, that's right. I'm wearing an anti-communist hat on. We officially have some freaking merch out there. How about that? You got to go to all the merch is on the First TV website, right? And remember, if you want to watch the simulcast, got to go to thefirsttv.com/Jesse. I'll get to the phones here in just a minute. But first, we've gotten some emails about me making a prediction from last night. And we had all these Supreme Court decisions coming out today. And people are emailing me in, Jesse, you were wrong. Jesse, you predicted the wrong thing last night. Jesse, you predicted the wrong thing last night. We went back and we grabbed the audio from last night. And I don't know what you're talking about. Sounds to me like I nailed it. There's rumor that tomorrow we
will
not have the Roe versus Wade Supreme Court decision. Sounds to me like I nailed that one. Good for me. Look, they don't call me. They don't call me the Oracle for nothing. Kids infected with other viruses as COVID weakened immune systems. COVID weakened immune systems? So taking your child out of the real world for a year, year and a half, 2 years, having them use hand sanitizer 25 times a day, wear a mask on their face, no sleepovers with their friends, that didn't weaken immune system. It was COVID. This sounds remarkably similar to when they came out a few days ago and tried to tell us people under 30 were dropping dead because of sudden adult death syndrome. What you're going to see now is a sustained, organized web of lies they're going to weave to cover up the crimes of humanity that were committed against us. That's what it's going to be, endless, from the medical community, from the government. It's going to be lie after lie after lie after lie, just so the public does not fully understand what was done to them and who did it to them. They're going to do everything they can to keep you and me confused, and it makes me sick that this will be at least partially effective, because it's always partially effective, right? It's going to be partially effective, and that drives me up the freaking wall that these people are going to get away with all this stuff. I told you, or maybe I didn't tell you, I meant to tell you the other day, our boys are at camp right now. They're off at camp for the week, and we took them out to camp, and my oldest, we had to go into his cabin first. And we go into his cabin where he has to meet all the counselors and then all the other kids that are there. And all the counselors are there and they're all cool. And all the other kids are there and they're all cool. It's a bunch of 13-year-old kids, right? And they're in there and they're meeting all the other kids. And they're just so happy. I mean, they're 13. It's immediately they're talking about sports and where they're going to go swimming and you know, all the stuff 13-year-olds talk about. And then there's one kid sitting up on his bunk, by himself, mask on his face. We're in Texas. Not a single other human being, adult or child, in that place is wearing a mask. But there was one child, undoubtedly, this is not his fault, undoubtedly indoctrinated by his useless parents, sitting up by himself on a bunk. It was, geez, I think the heat index was 105 that day, sitting up there with a black cloth mask over his face. The camp sends us pictures all the time of the different stuff the kids are doing, and they're out there shooting and fishing, and like, it's a really good camp. They're having a good time. They're out there shooting and fishing and getting dirty and night ops, hide and seek stuff. I mean, it's just cool. Every single picture they send of the group, every single one, night, daytime, doesn't matter. There's the one kid, not only with the mask still on his face, but he actually stands 6 feet away from the rest of the group as the group gathers to take a picture. Oh, Michael, you should see the look on Michael's face. I'll show you the picture. I have one on my phone. It's honestly, it's the saddest freaking thing I've ever seen. My heart breaks for that daggone kid. The things we've done to children in this country make me sick. The things we've done to their heads make me sick. This parental child abuse, because we have a bunch of people who I don't know what it is. I don't know why you would put that on your child. But my word, that's wrong, man. It's wrong. It's freaking wrong. All right, 877-377-4373. We're going to take calls. Now, a couple things. One, in case you're new around here, this is a rude show. Meaning, don't say, hi, Jesse. Don't say, how are you? Don't tell me you love the show. Nobody wants to hear us small talk. I'm not going to thank you for the call. When I'm finally done with you, I'm just going to hang up the phone. That's the way it works here. So it's right to the point. Quick, whatever your name, Bill and Sheboygan, go. You get right to the point quickly. People are waiting, all right? And one more thing. Bonus points. You can announce this. Bonus points if you call me on your Pure Talk phone. If you've made a commitment that you're done funding Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile because they hate your freaking guts, and you've instead chosen to go with a patriotic company that actually loves this country, where their CEO's a Vietnam veteran, and the customer service people, they're all Americans based in America. You talk to them, they speak English, and they're nice. When's the last time you called customer service and they were nice and spoke English? Oh, and by the way, did I mention you'll save a fortune? Average family saves over $900 a year. Dial #250 from your cell phone and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. And I want to stress how easy this is. You can keep your phone. You can keep your number. You can get a new phone, a new number too. They have all the fancy new stuff too if you want it, but you can just keep everything. It takes less than 10 minutes. Less than 10 minutes to stop funding people who hate you? Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, all right? All right. 877-377-4373. Roger in San Diego, go.
Good afternoon.
I just accidentally hung up on Roger, and I didn't mean to. Sometimes, Roger, you can call back in. 877-377-4373. It's not my fault, Roger. I mean, it's a little bit my fault, but they have these, it's a mouse thingy, a computer mouse thingy. And no, listen, Michael, it is too hard sometimes. The buttons are right next to each other. We need a better mouse in here. We have a broken one. The buttons are too close to each other. And if I accidentally click it twice, I hang up on people. Dang it. We'll try that again. And we'll talk about domestic terrorism. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.